HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge campaign.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. This half hour is presented by Visit Pensacola, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Barr here. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning to you and happy Wednesday. In just a moment, I'm going to be joined by my dear friend Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola. I want to go ahead and start by saying, listen, if y'all don't have the Experience Pensacola app already, then you're missing out because it makes your weekends so much easier. People, I'm telling you, it's just a lifesaver. It's a lifesaver when your kids are like, I'm bored, I don't know what I'm doing. Or when you have people from out of town and they're like, what do we do? Right?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right.
I'm so excited. You are a busy lady.
You know, it's been a busy year.
I'm
digging
it.
That's good news for all of us.
It is very good news. And every time I make that drive and I pass y'all, it looks like we're getting closer and closer.
Every time I drive to work,
the circle,
it's more
right?
And
the circle,
more
the traffic circle. Listen, I grew up in the land of traffic circles. In fact, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but being from the metropolitan area of New York, we had traffic circles everywhere, and they banned them because it got so crazy.
Really?
Oh yeah, people were crazy drivers, and so I'm like, okay, let's see how this works. Obviously, give it a couple of weeks. Hopefully, lower the speed limit as we get closer and closer, and then see how people do with it.
I feel like we should just make a how-to on roundabouts.
Okay, so I love that, and I would love to see that downtown.
You can be our how-to voiceover.
I'll do it. Listen, let me tell you.
Since you have so much experience, you should do it.
And I still see like the small traffic circles in Michigan when I go visit my family there. And then we have one left in New Jersey. They left one in New Jersey because people kind of got that one, the Flemington Circle, nailed down.
The Flemington Circle.
But let me tell you how cool it's going to be to have a traffic circle here and to make it easier to maneuver around that area and get to those businesses there.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
I'm pumped. I'm ready. And I'm just, you get to the front row seat to see the action happen. But I know they were saying there's going to be more open come October. So I know the date has changed again with getting closer to finishing that area. But
yeah.
I'm okay with
it. It's looking good. Hey, and when this all started, the experience in my office was that of the drilling and the piling. It was quite, it's full-fledged experience. And now you get to kind of see it come to fruition. So the visitor centers are open. Come visit us.
Absolutely.
Come get your information because we have a wealth of it. It's great. No, we're really excited, and it's beautiful, and it's going to be beautiful. So I just can't wait to see it walkable, and you'll be able to travel underneath it and really kind of clean out that area to make it just really vibrant and inviting. And that's a beautiful park over there if you've not ever been there, and that's where the boat launches, and we're just really excited.
Oh, absolutely. And I was in the Gulf on Saturday. It was chilly.
Yeah,
that's a good thing because we want it cold, because then that won't bring the hurricanes.
Yeah, the H word. And don't say that. H word.
You shall not be named.
I'm like a 3-year-old. Ooh, that's a bad word.
That is a bad word. But we still have so much to enjoy on the beach still. It wasn't that cold, I'll tell you. I'm just a little bit of a baby.
It wasn't bath water.
No, I
still, what you were saying.
Oh, I still got in. Of course, it was refreshing. But, you know, it's just a reminder of how, although summer has ended, it is fall now, we still have so much to enjoy here and a lot of festivals. We just had the Seafood Fest downtown, which, man, I could not find parking.
Fall Festival of the South, right here in Pensacola, Florida.
You went, right?
Our whole team went.
It was
great.
Well, I was looking for people, but there was so many. It was jam-packed. It made me so happy. And then get to talk to all the vendors, too, that come from all over the place. And they're like, this is the prettiest place that we have ever
been. Oh, they
been.
Love it. They love it. And it's the perfect kickoff for all of your gift shopping for the holidays, because the holidays are going to be here before we know it. It's the perfect time to just get out and listen to live music, because who doesn't love that, and the ideal weather. I love just going down and seeing, I don't know, it just brings back, like, who doesn't love to sit outside when it's in the 70s?
I mean, sign me up. I love walking around downtown during this weather.
Football.
Yeah, you get to go down to go to the
grab a light jacket. Yeah. Like, you're in a nice light jean jacket today.
I'm hiding.
Looking all fall forward.
Yes.
I love it.
Fall. And here's something fun that I forgot. I think it was canceled last year. I'm almost positive. But I can't remember. But Barktoberfest is coming
up.
Yes.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Is it?
Yeah, I love it.
And apparently, because I believe it was canceled last year, this year it's actually happening on Halloween, on the 31st. This is like the event of the year. And I was talking to Jessica from Pensacola Humane Society the other day, and we try to catch up regularly to find out their needs. And she was saying it's going to be humongous because they had to put off so many different events, and they're just piling it on into this one. I believe they're expecting 11,000 people.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot.
I didn't know that I've actually never been, so that's why, you know, you have to tell me a little bit more.
I mean, it's a great event. And anything that supports the Humane Society, anything that supports dogs.
Oh, absolutely.
Sign me up.
Absolutely. And this is happening at the Community Maritime Park, 10
Which
to 4.
Which is a gorgeous venue for all of our festival and events. And truly, I mean, if you haven't checked out the visitpensacola.com website, and if you haven't checked out our event calendar, do so, because one, that's a free marketing resource for you as an event organizer. Put your events up there, free for you to do, free marketing. But if you haven't checked it out, if you've got family coming in town, or if you're just looking for the next thing to do this weekend, so many events. I mean, we have 70 pages right now of events. Wow. For what's the time frame I've selected? Oh, this is just through October 29th. So this doesn't even include Halloween. So there's so much stuff going on. And let's talk about October. I mean, all of the different events that are coming up are huge. We've got the pumpkin patch. We've got a triathlon coming up. All the 5Ks are coming, which, what a beautiful time to get out and just enjoy some exercise and some running. We're going to have different arts festivals coming up. Foo Foo Festival is finally coming. I know I've been talking about it for months.
That'll be here
in November. Yes. And so that's going to kick off a series of events. So the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, Frank Brown Songwriters Festival, Blue Angels Homecoming Anniversary, which is moving to Pensacola Beach, if you haven't heard the news.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the first time I heard. That's
really
amazing.
Yeah, so.
Well, I wait for you to tell me the good stuff.
Well, thank you. Visit Pensacola, the Island Authority, Escambia County, Kia Autosport. We have all come together into helping the Navy and the Blues not have to cancel their show this year, and we are moving it to Pensacola Beach. So there is going to be a homecoming air show on Pensacola Beach. We're very excited.
Very, very excited. And is this the first time ever that this has happened?
Not the first time ever. The last time this was done was right after September 11th. But traditionally, this is always done on the base. And so we, due to COVID and the case numbers, there was a, you know, and precautionary, they were going to have to cancel it. And we did not want them to have to cancel their show. We did not want them to have to end their season, not in their hometown. So community leaders, a lot of people band together very quickly, and we got together and we said, let's take it to the beach.
Wow.
Logistically, we know what we're doing, and it's the perfect space to get out there. We have wide open spaces, miles and miles of beaches for people to spread out and enjoy. And who does not want to watch the Blue Angels on Pensacola Beach one more time? So that we're taking it to the beach.
That is going to help a lot. I can see it now. People just coming in and flooding back in.
It's going to be great.
And the weather.
Yeah. I mean, you might have to wear a jacket.
I mean, maybe.
Which you do not have to do in July. So it's very exciting for us.
No, you don't need it so much. Okay, so those are some of our bigger events. What else do we have going on around town or at the beach? Is anything else? I know we still have Bands on the Beach happening throughout October.
Yeah, Bands on the Beach is happening. The Floribama has live music all throughout the year. We're also working on Beach-a-ween, which if you haven't been to that event, this is something that the Island Authority, the Pensacola Beach Chamber, and Visit Pensacola have been doing for just a couple of years now. We weren't able to do it last year, which was very sad for us, but we put together a Halloween event on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk just to support Halloween and have something for the kids to do out on Pensacola Beach, because we realized there's a lot of different Halloween activities going
on.
Have
you done this? It's happened before.
Yes.
I've been to it.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's so fun.
So we are going to be having that, and it is going to be Friday, October 22nd.
Okay.
4 to 8 p.m. out on the boardwalk. It's a free event, so bring your kids, dress up. We're going to have free hot dogs, face painting, vendors along the boardwalk, games, candy, a photo shoot. Cat Country is going to be out there. We're really excited. Just come join us because, you know, Halloween, I don't know about you, but I love Halloween. It's like one of my favorites.
I love it. I mean, it got better once I became a mom because it gave me a reason to be even goofier and dress up and celebrate.
Oh,
before it was
it.
Like, what is this grown lady doing out here?
I love
but
it.
But guess what? I still did it. It didn't matter when I didn't have kids. But I just love it. It's the change. That's when I really start to feel the change of the season. Oh, the fair.
Yes. Oh, the fair is coming.
The fair is coming. It was just a couple of weeks away. And that's a big deal. We were just saying before, with the fair comes that change of weather.
Oh, the fair is always the weather indicator.
It's like, how do we know?
That, so it's always the fair and it's always Halloween.
Yes.
Right? Like it's either going to be really cold or perfect.
Yep.
On Halloween.
There's been years where it's been so cold, and I'm talking here in Pensacola, and I'm walking around with a blanket around me on top of my jacket. It's like, yep, you're officially a Floridian if that is something that you're doing, and it's 58 degrees.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But yeah, we've got a lot going on.
We've got the Dragon Boat Festival that's coming up, all of the different pumpkin patches. I'm just looking through our calendar of events because I'm telling you, there's so much. Smoking in the Square.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, the Boat Festival, the Dragon Boat Festival is something. They had to cancel it last year, which was really disappointing. But a great cause. We love Gulf Coast Kids House, of course. And it is really fun and unique.
It's not fun, just and like, it's not easy.
No, not at all. There's a lot of preparation that goes into making that happen. You get to see these super cool boats and everything. We've been talking about it here on News Radio. And I will just say I'm very thankful because I always reflect when I have these like moments where I build up this gratitude. And I bet you can definitely relate to this with working at Visit Pensacola and trying to continue to keep tourism alive, which I really feel like you guys nailed it with maintaining that pull here. Hey, we're open.
Yeah.
Come see us. But I just get overwhelmed with gratitude looking back just even a year ago after Sally hit and how much changed. The bridge was out. Mm-hmm. Everybody's lives changed.
Yeah.
How much damage was done in people's homes. And there was a lot of loss. So when I see how we have grown from that comeback, it's encouraging. And then to see all these events happen on top of it.
It's the number one thing for me about Pensacola and this community is the resiliency. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what, there's always a comeback. And then in this community, I think people just always band together. And so, you know, even right after Sally, people were helping each other clean up and they were supporting each other with water and food and gas and just whatever anyone needed. I remember seeing, you know, with trees on people's homes, and they were worried because there wasn't money, because we were right in the thick of the pandemic and they had lost their jobs. And so these companies were going out and cutting trees off of homes, and they were like, don't worry about it, we've got it. And so I think, you know, for me, just to see this comeback and to see all these events be able to take place, it is really encouraging and inspiring, and it's just exciting. And it's what I love most, because it just brings our community together. And for us, and you say, you know, keeping tourism alive, and just that was our message this entire time was, yes, you know, it is our job to bring visitors here, but it's also our job to make sure our community feels good about that, and to make sure our community and their businesses continue to thrive. And so, you know, we want to share what the businesses have going on, but we also want to be a resource to them. And so that's why we started our Help Out Takeout page. And that's why we became a virtual hub for anything anyone was doing during those times. And so now that's why I always say, you know, share your events on our calendar of events. Tell us what you've got going on. Engage with us on social media, because we want to be that resource for you and for your business. We know that everyone's busy. We know that you may not have time or the budget or even the skill set. Like, you may not know much about social or marketing, but let us help you. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. I mean, you can submit your event online. This also came back to my brain, is tomorrow night is the free film screening for Hank Locklin, the documentary done on him at WSRE too. So it was like things for everybody to do.
Everybody. I'm like, Amy Grant is at the Sanger Theater.
Oh, I keep forgetting about that.
And Dracula is at the Little Theater. And Perdido Key Chamber is doing a Halloween edition of movies. They're going to show E.T., one of my favorites. Good job, Perdido Key Chamber. That's one of my favorites.
Oh my goodness,
I love E.T.
What a good idea.
Listen, every time I go to Universal, I'm like, if they ever take this ride away,
oh, no.
Never coming back.
No. I mean, I'm personally, this time of year, I wait till October, and then every weekend or when we can, we watch a Harry Potter movie. I have a Harry Potter extraordinaire in my home. And so, yeah, I love having those things where, you know, we can celebrate things that we enjoy. And there's something for everyone. It's not just like they're a beach town and all they do is go to the beach and you know, that's it. Like, no, we've got so much, and I just scrolled over it, so I'm trying to go back up. Something cool too, you have says that UWF is doing a library book sale.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Come on now, little bookworms, get out there. Dollar paperbacks, $2 hardback. We got something for everyone. Now, I know recently you represented Pensacola and Visit Pensacola out in Vegas.
I did.
And so I know you glean from those conferences to help. Is that like something you go to kind of just get new ideas for attractions in our area, for events?
So this one was an international trade show, and it really was about media and sales. So it was myself and another colleague. We went out there, we set up a booth, and we had media appointments. So she did sales appointments, I did media appointments, and she was meeting with group sales, reunions, trade, to talk about what kind of initiatives we could do to bring large groups to Pensacola, meetings, reunions, attractions. And those people are like, what can I take back to the UK, to Germany, to Brazil, to other parts of the nation to invite these groups and host our meetings, Sunbelt Conference, Skills USA, things that
yes.
You've heard of here in our community. These are those conferences we go to start pitching and talking and really encouraging people that Pensacola is the place to be. You want to have your meeting here, one, because it's a beautiful location. Mm-hmm. Two, you can extend your stay and enjoy these beautiful beaches. Three, it's unique, right? Like, it's not a Vegas where you're just lost in the shuffle with everyone else. It's Pensacola, and we're going to take care of you, and there's all these really special things we can do to make you feel special. And then on my end, I was meeting with journalists from publications all over the world. So I was meeting with United Kingdom, Germany. I had an interview with a writer from Colombia. I was meeting with people also from the United States. I was meeting with Canada. And we were just talking about, you know, what stories and what angles do you have coming up in your publications that your readers might want to know more about Pensacola? So was it family travel or festivals? Or what about the beaches can I tell them more about? Or adventure, lifestyle, you know, is it a girlfriend's getaway? So I'm pitching and storytelling and creating all of these really unique angles for them to take home, either to pitch to their editor, or if they are the editor, they can start kind of crafting stories to include in their magazines.
That is
it's so really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm jealous you got to do that, but also thank you for representing us so well. You are our Pensacola girl, and so I'm our Northwest Florida girl, because we're all connected and intertwined. I do have a question, and this is, I'm just throwing this out there. I know we have the Bay Center, which is pretty much our main convention center, except for we do have some hotels on the beach too that
sure.
hold some conferences. Do you see another convention center coming to the area? Because I think the next one is that one out in Destin. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
Okaloosa,
but I can see
Island
the name.
Has
yes.
a convention center as well. You know, I hope so.
Okay.
I know that there's conversation. I know that there's talks about what do we do with the Bay Center. You know, do we remodel that, or do we tear it down and start over? So I hope that between our community leaders and between the stakeholders and everyone involved, that with all of the different research and studies and conversations that are taking place, we can come to a solution. Because I think, you know, if we had something bigger, better, bolder, we could definitely bring upon more meetings. But I think with what we do have and what we're able to offer, we're doing a really great job.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and we're Pensacon is going to be here again before we even know it in February. And yeah, I think
we've got a Sunbelt conference. They'll be here.
True.
Tickets are going on sale in October. So end of October. So look out for that. You know, we're talking to people all the time with Pensacola Sports, looking to bring on more groups and more teams coming to our area. So there's a lot taking place. And I love telling that story because it's everyone working together to really just showcase Pensacola. And we could not do that without our community and without our partners.
Right. And you mentioned before, when people come here for a conference, whether it's they're coming to watch their son or daughter play at Sunbelt, right, they're coming to our small town. The business owners, because of your relationship with them, know that this is happening, know people are coming in. And so they're able to welcome them and open up, like, oh, hey, you're not from here. Where do I go? Oh, take the trolley
yeah.
down this way. Walk on over. There's an adorable bookstore. If you want some souvenirs, go here. Take a walk on down to Blue Wahoos and enjoy the waterfront views, right? See the big boats out
yeah,
there at
absolutely.
Halifax Pier. There's always so much. You go walk around Seville. There's the hop-on, hop-off tour that you can do for, like, $40 for the whole day. So there's so much that they can do, and we have that relationship because of Visit Pensacola, keeping the business owners informed, keeping information online and on the app, of course, and keeping, I don't want to say business coming, keeping Pensacola thriving
yeah.
through having people come in and out.
It's why our partnerships are so important. It's why we always say become a partner with Visit Pensacola, because you're a partner, you're on our app, you're on our website, and you're a part of my pitch when I'm going to talk to them. I'm telling someone in the United Kingdom, you should go to dinner XYZ. You should stay at XYZ.
Exactly.
You should come to this festival. You should go here because you're a partner. Now, again, I'm pitching everything. But when you're a partner, I'm exclusively talking about you. And it's because I truly love it. But it's also because you're my partner.
Mm-hmm.
You're my partner in crime. I'm going to talk about you until I can't talk about you anymore.
That's right. And so if they want to become a partner, how do they reach out to you?
Just check us out on visitpensacola.com. You can reach out to me, Nicole Stacy. We've got our whole team on the website. Follow along with us on social media. You know, we're accessible. You can find us.
Yes, absolutely. Find on social media. You post the beautiful pictures, things happening, funny memes, all the things. acknowledge other individuals and organizations and businesses within our community, and let us know about weather and everything. It's an excellent place to stay informed. Nicole, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too. I'll see you soon.
Absolutely. All right. It has been such fun hanging out with you this morning. Tomorrow morning, we'll be here at 9. We've got so much coming up. Of course, we're going to have some fun on Thirsty Thursday. We'll talk to you then.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola. It's 11 o'clock.